Why, Dr. Weston, she's a living, breathing entity with a mind of her own who can lash out at any second.
I know the feeling.
I heard that.
So, what do you say? Are you up to the task?
You know, I think Laverne can handle this.
Handle what?
Well, Inspector Lopez needs a fire safety coordinator for our floor.
Really? You want me to be fire safety coordinator?
Yeah, well, I thought that you...
What will my powers be?
Your powers?
Yes, my powers.
Your duties will be to keep people aware of fire procedures, conduct fire drills, and you'll be in charge in the event of an actual fire.
I'll be in charge.
If you got the stomach for it.
Try me.
You ever witnessed someone burn beyond recognition? The stench of charred flesh fills your nostrils.
Do you ever see a man's toe chopped off by a McCormick Reaper and throw it in a pile of corn?
Ever seen a man leap from a towering inferno and go splat on the pavement?
Okay, do you ever see a cow turned inside out?
All right, please. Please, it's a draw, I think. I think Laverne's your person.
Ever seen a man's head after it's been split open to the brain by a bolt of lightning?
Okay, did you ever see a pig rip through a man's guts to get to a couple turnips?
Are you married?
Life goes on, and so do we. Just how we do it is no mystery. One by one. Days, we find a thousand different ways. Sometimes the answer can be hard to find. That's something I will never be. I'm always here for anything you need. Rain or shine, I'll be the one to share it all as life goes.
Become inflamed, drop to the ground and roll to extinguish sign. Oh, hi. I just rolling around on the floor.
My mom rolled on the floor, too. It was just after Dad shaved his eyebrows and joined Queer Nation.
Barbara called.
Finally, I hate these special undercover assignments. What does she say?
Well, she said she can't say where she is, can't say when she'll be back, and can't say where she's going.
Good, as long as she keeps me informed. Hey,
what do you say?
Pete Stanley, is that you?
If not, I'm wearing his underwear.
Good to see you.
Laverne, how you doing?
Well, I hadn't had a raise in 2 years.
But. How were things in Vero Beach?
Oh, they were good, but I just got transferred back to Miami.
It's terrific. Welcome back.
Thanks.
Hey, aren't you Pete Stanley, the pro football player?
Was. Now I'm Pete Stanley, the insurance salesman.
An ex-jock who sells insurance. How unusual.
Wow, you are the most injured man in pro history.
Hey, you know a lot about football, huh?
No, it just says so right here on your card.
The most injured man in pro football is aching to meet your insurance needs.
I wrote the slogan myself. I want to put an end to that whole dumb jock myth, you know.
It was nice meeting you, Mr. Stanley.
Hey, same here. Look, and you be sure and give that card to your parents, huh? You tell them I'd be happy to insure a healthy little fellow like you.
Okay, bye.
He is healthy, isn't he?
So, how's the family? I've been following Pony's football career. It's great when he made All-State his junior year.
Yeah, that's kind of why I'm here. See, he missed his team physical, and I was wondering if you could give him one. It's got to be done by tomorrow, though.
But before they show anything, have him drop by around lunchtime.
Oh, Doc, anybody ever tell you you're the greatest?
Hey, Pete.
Yeah, Doc.
Hey, you're crushing my arm.
Ah, oh, that's all right. You're insured.
Yeah. you remember this skirt?
Sure.
When did I wear it?
You wore it to the thing.
What thing?
You know, the thing with the thing. You wore that.
You don't remember. Oh, Patrick, I wore it on our second date. We went to the Mahler concert, and we strolled in the park and fed the swans.
Right.
And then we came back home and talked all night about my hopes and my dreams. Don't you remember?
Like it was yesterday. Look, I gotta go.
Why don't we talk anymore?
We talk?
I mean, really talk about the important things, like my hopes, my dreams.
We can talk about that.
Oh, good, because I have a hope. Nay, a dream.
Carol, I'm sorry. I'm right in the middle of working on a sculpture in the garage. I just came in for a glass of water. I gotta go. I love you. We'll talk tonight, okay?
Oh, Dreyfus, he used to love me in this skirt. Is it me or has this skirt gotten tighter? I've been through this before. First your mate stops talking, then he stops listening. The next thing you know, you're telling your troubles to a dog. You know, I wanted a poodle. Don't patronize me.
I really appreciate this, Tracy. You know, I've been playing softball with your husband for years. I never knew he had a wife who modeled.
I never knew you were an artist.
You and 50 million other people. What do you say we get started?
Sure.
Okay. Now, just tilt your head to the left a little, please. Ah, perfect.
Patrick, do you remember these slacks? I wore them the time... Oh, hello, naked woman. Patrick, word.
Carol, do you mind? I'm in the middle of something here.
Patrick, stronger word.
Tracy, could you excuse us for a minute, please?
And you let me know if there's anything you need, like underpants. Why are you doing this to me?
What are you talking about?
Our relationship is crumbling. I'm forced to confide in Dreyfus, and you're drawing dirty pictures in the garage.
Carol, our relationship is fine. Dreyfus is a good listener, and this is my work. Artists use models.
What happened to clowns?
Clowns?
You know, happy clowns, sad clowns, fully dressed clowns.
Carol, this is ridiculous. Now, if you'll excuse me, I am paying her by the hour.
Right. Just leave it on the dresser. Okay, I'm sorry. You're right. You're an artist, and this is just your model. Does she have some sort of model ID?
Not on her.
Why can't I be your model?
You can, just not for this piece.
Why not?
Because your lines aren't right. I need someone more like that.
You mean skinny?
No, I mean linear.
Aren't I linear? Oh, I see what you mean. Well, okay, I'll let you two get back to work. Goodbye, naked woman.
Sorry about the interruption, Tracy. Okay. Charlie, what are you doing up there?
Yes, the plans for the far drill are coming along fine, Inspector Lopez. All right, Julio. Now, don't try to sweet talk me. I told you I am not dating at this time. No, you cannot bring your jaws of life over to my house.
Okay, it's good.
Yeah, I really appreciate this, Dr. Weston. You're squeezing me in like this.
It's my pleasure. I remember when you were little, I always gave you a lollipop to keep you from crying.
I always started crying, so you'd give me a lollipop.
Yeah. How about this? A little blast from the past?
Hey, the disappearing thumb trick. I can't believe I used to think that was cool.
I just blew your lollipop. Well, I can't believe how big you've gotten in the last year.
Yeah, well, I spend 2 hours a day on the football field, 2 hours in the weight room, and the other 23 looking for food.
Doesn't leave much time for math. So, how are your studies going?
Oh, not bad, but I ain't exactly a rocket surgeon.
Well, who is? Well, you know, getting good grades can only help you.
Well, the way I see it, if I perform on the field the way I should, I won't need good grades.
That's not true. Without good grades, you can't get into college. Except maybe Nevada.
Well, I've got scholarship offers coming out the wazoo. Some from states I've never even heard of. Did you know there's a West Virginia?
Yeah. It's just west of, Virginia. Blood pressure's a little high. Come on, let's go, kiddo.
It is important to remain calm and move single file toward the far exit.
Laverne, this is not a good time.
A far knows no good time. Come on, it's drill day. I have it all planned.
Laverne.
Come on, it'll be fun.
Laverne, some other time.
Doctor, your life depends on you listening to me.
Nurse, your job depends upon you listening to me. Laverne, please, just go back to work and we'll practice later.
All right. I'll go clean the office.
Miney.
Okay, all right, we're finishing here. Last thing we need is just a urine specimen. Laverne will give you something to go in. Hi, Joey. Well, how'd your date go?
Oh, she stood me up.
Ah, too bad.
Standing up, laying down doesn't really matter. Do you mind if I make myself a little sandwich?
Yes, I do mind.
You got a great little sense of humor there, Doc. Turkey, mayo, cheese, pickles, bologna.
I can't believe how insecure you are.
I know what I saw, Pat.
Oh, you don't know what you saw?
What was that all about?
Yeah, I hope everything's okay. That's not my problem.
I don't know what you're so upset about.
Oh, please, I've been looking forward to this gallery opening. I'm wearing the dress I wore on our fourth date.
I remember that date.
Oh, really? Where did we go?
Out.
Patrick, our relationship is in crisis. I've been starved for communication with you, and what do? You spend the whole evening chatting it up with that raven-haired beanpole.
There is no crisis, and she wasn't a beanpole.
Oh, come on. You could practically hear fee-fi-fo-fum up there around her head.
Carol, she is an art critic. I'm an artist. It was work. If I were Tommy Lasorda, would you be mad at me for talking to Oral Hershiser?
You know, it's just like you to use an analogy that I don't understand.
You know, Carol, I think you had a little too much of that jug wine at the gallery.
Are you calling me fat?
What?
Don't deny it. I see what's been going on here. Tall, thin model, tall, thin art critic, short, stumpy girlfriend.
This is totally nuts. I'm going to go finish my sculpture.
I'm losing him. Oink.
Liverwurst. Gherkins, and my two little sardine friends.
Are you going to eat that or play Lady of Spain? Hello. Oh, Arthur. Did you finish those tests for me? Yeah, that's him. No. Are you sure? All right, Arthur. No. Yes, no, I know. Thanks a lot. Bye. My God.
What is it, Harry?
A patient of mine, a kid I've known for a long time, tested positive for steroids.
Hey, you down there. That is a far lane you just parked in. Yeah, I'm talking to you, boy. I heard that.
Hey, what do you say?
Hey,
Pete, thanks for coming in, man.
Hey, you get down there. Yeah, you turn the gate back to the handicapped spot. I saw that.
So, what'd you want to see me about?
Paulie.
What about Paulie?
Have you noticed him behaving aggressively?
He plays football. He's supposed to be aggressive.
Paulie tested positive for anabolic steroids.
Paulie's taking steroids?
Yeah.
Hey, he knows better.
Well, apparently not.
Yeah, well, I'm going to kick his sorry butt so hard, he'll have a third cheek.
But this is not the way to handle
it. Don't tell me how to raise my kid.
Hello, ladies. I love you. Now, how do you get a man who begs? One, two, one, two. Lose that lard that's on your legs. One, two, one.
This morning. Why don't I just go with it and become jolly?
Hey, Carol, how's it going?
I'm miserable, fat, and ugly.
Well, my work here is done.
What kind of lab are you using?
Sit down.
No. Now, my dad showed up at school and told me about some mix-up.
Mix-up?
Yeah. He said I tested positive for steroids.
You did?
That's a
wait, pile... Wait! Now, I had the lab run it twice. They found traces both times.
Then get another lab.
Now I know why you waited to the last minute to take your physical. You didn't wait long enough. It's still in your system. Do you know how bad this stuff is for your body?
Get a clue, Doc. I didn't take any steroids.
Get a clue, son. You've been caught.
Look at me. Do I look unhealthy to you, man? Wake up!
By taking anabolic steroids, you're risking liver cancer, heart problems, bone deterioration, sterility...
All right. Knock off the sermon.
How long have you been taking them?
6 months.
Holy, how could you be so stupid?
Look, this is my year. I have a good season. I can write my own ticket.
Yeah, you're not playing football this year.
What are you talking about?
I reported the results to your school.
You what?
I had no choice.
But they'll kick me off the team.
They already have.
You jerk. You son of a bitch! You ruined everything! You're supposed to be my friend!
I am.
You're... Now you're not my friend!
Paulie!
You're just some tired old man
who gets
up and coming down on
Paulie.
Me! I should kill you, man!
Paulie!
What?
Look at yourself. Paulie. Look what you're doing.
Doctor, you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
But if you need me, I'll be at my desk.
Thank you. Oh, Carol, you're getting a little exercise. Good for you.
Are you calling me fat?
That's strange. Usually a fat attack comes in the spring.
Hey, what do you say?
Pete, come on.
Look, I just wanted to apologize for the other day, the way I acted.
All right, come on, it was tough news. Sit down. How's Paulie?
Oh, he's mad as hell. He's going to have to sit out the entire year.
Yeah, I know. I hated reporting it.
I never thought Paulie would get mixed up in this kind of stuff. Why'd he do it?
Maybe he wanted to be a star.
Yeah, like his old man.
It's not your fault.
No? Sometimes I think I wanted it more than he did. Maybe I pushed him too hard. I don't know.
You know, it's difficult, but I learned a long time ago.
You can't put your expectations on your children.
Daddy, since you think I'm so fat, I've decided to never eat again. Anymore.
What?
Exercise. Lose weight. This is it. This is as thin as I get, so go. Go. Leave me for some willowy beanpole.
Carol, for the last time, this weight thing is all in your head.
I can't lose weight in my head.
Carol, sit down. Come on, you've been wanting to talk, so let's talk.
Oh, God. Is this the we can still be friends talk?
No. Well, yes.
Oh, God. Okay, I'll lose weight in my head. 7 times 8 is 56. 7 times 9.
Carol, you're a beautiful and sexy woman. And I wouldn't change anything about you.
Really?
I've always thought so, and I'll always think so, and I'm not going anywhere.
Oh, God.
And you're right. We haven't been talking. We should. Just that sometimes I get caught up in my work, and that's wrong, I know. And I guess because your past relationships haven't worked out, you're expecting the worst, and I should be more sensitive to that. But I want to tell you, Carol, from the bottom of my heart. Carol? I love you. Come on, I'll put you in bed.
Asleep. I was just gonna put her in bed. I wasn't gonna touch her.
Of course I'm an artist. I'm so surprised Patrick didn't tell you. He's one of my finest students. Now, if you wouldn't mind, Tracy, let's adjust your pose for the wide just a bit. You know, I'm from the German Expressionist School. Would you mind jumping up and down? Danke schön.